welcome to Nerdy Four, the podcast where I, Amy Brown, ask interesting and funny people what they're nerdy for. I have a very interesting and very pretty and very funny lady in my costume chamber. This is my costume chamber.
It's great.
You can see there's a French lady costume over there I'm working on. Please welcome Angel Contreras.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's a Sunday afternoon while we're taping this. And everyone's usually hungover on Sunday. Are you hungover?
Surprisingly, no.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I only had a couple of drinks last night.
There you go. And yeah. You're a big girl, like a grown-up lady, so you can handle it. Your liver's not...
I could handle it better when I was younger, but now I have the two drink maximum before I get on stage, and now it's turning into just a two drink maximum, so I'm not dead the next day.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, yeah. So let me see what you do. You are a stand-up comedian. You just were traveling this weekend and did some Don't Tells.
Yep. In Knoxville.
That's so cool. Yeah. And you are also a criminal defense lawyer.
I am.
You're a cool-ass, smart, powerful lady, and you're so short and petite, and I just love, like, a powerful package and a pretty small, like, a powerful person in a small package.
Thank you. Right back at you.
I have no power whatsoever. I'm bossy, which is different. I have no power.
Bossy is powerful, especially with women, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would tell that to my son. He won't do a thing I tell him. I'm so happy to have you here. Could you want to talk a little bit about your day job? Because I find it fascinating.
I do public defense. So I work in a county outside of Atlanta. So that's nice because then when I do stand up, I don't run into people I work with. But I'm basically a court appointed attorney. So I handle cases where people can't afford an attorney.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. People who need it. Mm-hmm. My mom was a family court lawyer and she was on the podcast recently. And we talked about her experiences there. Are you nerdy for law? Or are you nerdy for power?
I don't think I used to be more nerdy about law. Now I think I'm just around it so much that I get a little nerdy more so about like social justice issues more than like the law itself.
Do you have an example of it playing out in your real life?
Just IRL? Me ranting about politics at Thanksgiving, basically.
Everyone does that. I thought you were going to have like a fancy lawyer story where you like uncovered bias in the courtroom and you were able to pull it to people's attention. And
that's the thing, is that you can uncover it, but if the judge doesn't rule in your favor, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to think of something I could talk about that wouldn't be like,
wouldn't it get you disbarred?
It wouldn't get me disbarred.
How about disrobed? So I don't know the words.
I think you're thinking of a different type of law show that happens set in a
night court.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of like the closest thing in a court. I mean, I've won some like DUI trials. But I don't know. I think I get so burnt out with work. I'm waiting when to jump ship into full-time comedy.
Okay.
And I'm almost there, I think.
Right. Yes. Yeah. You got something very awesome recently. We talked in the comedy world. This is very exciting.
So I got a comedy OnlyFans page.
Comedy OnlyFans. Everyone hold on to your pearls.
I liked your ad for that, by the way. It was very funny.
Yeah. Thank you.
Say what your Instagram handle is so people can watch this video. It's so good.
It's at Angel Brooke with an E. And then I'm at Angel Comedy on OnlyFans. So, and that's also part of why I'm like, maybe I need to quit before the courthouse knows I'm on OnlyFans. But it's not pornographic.
Right? We got to like just do a little public announcement.
I mean, unless that'll get you to subscribe, then it's so pornographic.
OnlyFans. Now, comedians are going to OnlyFans. So there's a paywall to see material. So people... don't get canceled? Is that what it... And it's not even like the material...
I think it's more so that... So OnlyFans started out as like kind of like Etsy for content creators. Like it was supposed to be more than just porn.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember like a year or a couple of years ago, they tried to ban porn on the platform because they wanted to get it back to just content creators.
Oh.
But then people were up in arms because like people were making a living off of there.
Okay.
So I think now it's just trying to get more of that into the space.
Damon Sumner's on it too, because did you do this show with him? I produce for his show as well now, and they were talking about that he has the, but you know, people are still gonna primarily use it for porn.
Yeah, it's still primarily gonna be that. I'm gonna put some, partially so I don't get canceled, I'm gonna put some things behind a paywall on there, like some sets where I probably wouldn't want to put it on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Or yeah. on YouTube, yeah.
Right. Like there has to be context involved. I mean, because people will take things that aren't even meant to be inflammatory, and they just go crazy. Like on YouTube, the comments are like, "This is like that's not what the joke's about. You guys are doing it wrong."
Yeah, I have a work joke about domestic violence.
Ayo.
That, yeah, and it's not a joke, but there are funny things about everything, and that's one where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to put that on Instagram. Yeah. I'll put that on OnlyFans, where if someone wants to cancel me, at least they paid me $5 first.
There was a table of widows at a comedy show I was at on Friday, and Nick Murphy made fun of them, and he was successful and they loved it, and but like if he put that on the internet, hopefully it would go viral,
yeah,
and if in a good way. But people are like, I can't believe you're making fun of widows. They loved it.
They need a laugh.
Need a laugh more than anybody. They've been through so much, and right. they probably feel invisible in our culture, and he's like, hi, I see you,
right?
I care about you enough to tease you a little bit in front of all of your friends and loved ones,
right? I don't have any videos making fun of widows yet, but we'll see.
The night's young.
You'll get there.
The night's young.
That's so fantastic. And you have this great video promoting it. And they came to Laughing Skull Lounge, the OnlyFans. I always say fans only because I'm 1,000 years old. OnlyFans. Yeah. And they filmed it at Laughing Skull, legit style. And
yeah,
Kenny DeForest was on there.
He was.
Was he great?
He's great.
He has a great special out right now on YouTube.
I need to see that. It's so nice. He was on it. Drew Morgan, Lace. It was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. So it was really nerve wracking because normally when I have a set, I'm like, okay, if I mess up, like there's no real, it's not like work. If I mess up in court, there's no real consequences. But then I was like, oh, this is one shot. If I mess up, it's on tape and it's going to be broadcasted in a month or two.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It went all right, I think.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. It's it makes it way more stressful when you're trying to get a good tape.
Right.
Ooh, don't get nervous. Yeah. And then you leave your body, and then you're like, I'm supposed to be talking, and I'm above my body right now.
Yeah, people were asking me how it went after, and I'm like, I don't know. I'll find out when the tape comes out, too. I just dissociated through all of that.
Right? Yeah. And people get upset at you, people, for disassociating. It's how we survive everything.
Right. Yeah.
It's a coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. Do you know what like disassociating is?
Oh, yeah. I have PTSD. I dissociate all the time. Yeah. I forgot most of my childhood. I constantly, when people, I would be like, oh, that was only like a year or two ago. They're like, no, that's 2018. Because my brain was like, oh, from 2020 to 2022. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
It just skipped. And that's it. So, yeah.
I don't remember what happened in 2021 versus 2022. Like, those are the same year for me.
Yeah. Well, we did it because we were all locked up.
Right. Yeah.
Love dissociating.
It's great. They say like the more unique experiences you have, the more memories you create. So if you're not having unique experiences, you're not making memories. Doesn't that make you feel like you need to go on vacation right away?
I should go back on vacation again.
So that's a cool opportunity you've just. Have you gotten into some festivals recently?
I did. I just did Laughing Skull Festival.
Yay!
And then I did a festival in Canada in September. That was fun. It was Craft Island Comedy Fest. It was their third year doing it, and that's the first time I performed without the First Amendment. So that was great.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I wasn't saying anything that risque, but like comedians can actually get sued if they really offend people in Canada.
Oh, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Is it libel? Suing for libel, or
I don't know what the actual. It's like a civil. There's a specific case I'm thinking of where this guy made a joke about a famous person or a famous kid who had special needs in some way. And then that person sued them.
I've heard about this.
Whereas in the U.S., like you can pretty much say whatever you want. And like as long as it's not libel or defamation
or threats.
Right.
You can't threaten someone's life.
No terroristic threats.
Yeah.
Well, his name is Mike Ward. He got sued for mocking a young disabled singer, and apparently he won the case, though. But he did get sued.
The comedian won?
Yeah. And a 5-4 split decision, the Supreme Court ruled the jokes told about the singer who was a child at the time did not amount to discrimination.
Oh, it was discrimination.
Yeah. But he did get sued, though.
Okay. Good to know he won.
Good for that man making fun of a disabled child. He could stood up for
him. He had to pay for the lawyers and everything. Like, mm-hmm. It's not like suing people is expensive.
It's expensive and timely and
time consuming.
Yeah,
awful. And you don't like it makes your tummy hurt. I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, that's what when people ask me about the law and like and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I deal with what I have to deal with in court, and then I don't think about it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. 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 I have a friend our age. Well, I like to think you and I are closer than I am to my mom, who works in family court, and she's like I'm gonna get an ulcer. She's like, it's just it wears you down.
It does, because you're just constantly like, I mean, you're helping with people, and it's nice. It can be very fulfilling, but you're constantly with people on their worst day.
Yeah, in crisis.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I'm trying to be like.
Right? I think wedding planners have a similar experience.
Actually, probably. Yeah. Instead of, it's also a life sentence there.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
And there's witnesses.
Exactly.
And there's paperwork.
Someone in a robe, probably.
People getting drunk, smashing things.
Yeah. That's frowned upon in court, but we do get drunk people sometimes still.
Do they come, right? They have a, yeah. Do they get nervous or they have a drinking problem?
Drinking problem normally.
Yeah.
I think, I'm sure there's probably some people who get nervous and drink beforehand, but it's funny when someone's charged with something and then they come in, it's like, you're doing the thing again. This is why you're here. Stop this.
You're doing the thing
again. I think the most terrifying thing is if you're going up in court. I've only had this happen, I've only really had to go to traffic court, luckily, but, like, when someone's a dick to the judge right before you, and then they call you, you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Then now they're in a bad mood. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that happens sometimes. We'll have an attorney or two come in and, like, give the judge lip, and then the judge is just mad for the rest of the court, the court date. Yeah.
There's a word for that when you can't control your outward emotional response to things well. I think it's called being a child.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's one thing that tripped me up when I started working is how informal court is. Like, a lot of people will be just childish. Like, in Ooh. It's usually men because they can get away with it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. have you seen them behave poorly? Like, the judge or a lawyer being like, no.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
I've heard a lawyer threaten, like, I saw it, what I'm thinking of was in an email, but then he had to answer to it in court, and it was kind of awkward. But I've seen a lawyer threaten disciplinary action against a judge for, like, nothing. Oh. For, like, sending out a calendar too late or something. I don't know. But it's yeah. funny. People get their panties in a wad.
They get on their high horse.
Yeah.
I hear there's like too many lawyers too. Like
probably.
So
if
many
there are,
graduating.
I'll tap out.
There's so many graduating.
Yeah.
There's only so many law jobs
mm-hmm.
that are paid. Their pay.
Right.
Do you think so? You want to do full time comedy?
Either full time comedy or something at least creative comedy adjacent.
Mm-hmm. Like writing. Are you a writer?
Yeah, I've been trying to write more. It's hard to do that stuff still working because I'm spending most of my time at work.
Do you have to write briefs? No, you just have to go.
I don't right now. Okay. I may try to transition into a position where I write more briefs and stuff, because that would be nice if I could work from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of, like, do you have like days set aside that are, these are my go-to law to the courthouse days?
Monday through Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. Is that what people do, Joel? Is that what work sounds like? Is it
I'm a freelancer, so I just work all the time whenever people ask me for work.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, you know, sometimes I just come over to Amy's house and that's technically working.
Isn't that fun?
She's like, do you want me to feed you some snacks? I miss my kids.
Come look at my costume chamber. Working on a French woman.
I would love, I have all the women in comedy are women identifying. Mm-hmm. And then a couple gay guys come from the Atlanta comedy scene, come over for pool time at my house.
Yes, those are the best days.
And I get turkey sandwiches for everyone. And you've come a couple times and you are so cute in my pool.
Thank you.
You fit in the inner tube just right, like a body's supposed to.
You're going to come home one day and I'm just going to be in your pool in an inner tube sipping champagne.
I think everyone in the family would be excited about that. I've got some teenage boys who would really enjoy it. Hey. Creepy. What's that? OnlyFans? Let's go.
I'm a fan of her comedy. That's it.
What are you writing?
So I've taken a break from this, but I started trying to write a pilot for a TV show, okay. A sitcom.
Ooh, yes. Is it going to be from like your point of view and your life experience? Because you are Latina, right?
I am.
And from Texas.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's not from my point of view, but it is touching on me being Latina and from Texas. I might have bitten off a little bit more than I can chew with this idea, but I wanted to write a sitcom about my grandfather's childhood.
Ooh.
And like when he used to cross the border to work in Texas and then like go home to Mexico at night.
Because
He has all these like wild stories about like tricking Border Patrol and stuff like that. And anytime I hear a story about immigration or immigrant experience, it's always really sad. Like the movies are always sad or they're like deep and like serious, which is good. Like those stories need to be told, but I wanted to write something like silly from an immigrant perspective.
Yeah. That sounds delightful.
Yeah.
I would love to watch that.
So I'm still working on writing the pilot. So.
Right. You just have to. Yeah. How does that work? Do you guys know about how you get a TV show picked up?
I don't know how it gets picked up. I'm still working on getting it written.
So you like write a pilot and then you just try to shop it around. If you have like an agent, they can like try to shop around for you, or you try to find production companies to pair with.
Do you have an agent?
No.
And then, but it's good. It is good just to kind of have it, because pretty much like Catherine Branford is a great example. She's not working on a pilot, but just like, you don't know when you're going to get your opportunity.
Right.
And once you have it, they're going to be like, what do you have? Like, what do you want? Like, you're hot right now. I can get you in rooms. I can get you in front of people. So it's like, do you want to pursue comedy as stand-up full-time? Do you want to tour? Do you want to write? And so having a pilot just kind of in your back pocket, if that's what you want to do, is a good thing. But it's a long process, because then you got to find a network that wants to order the pilot. And then once the pilot gets ordered, you usually, a lot of times first-time writers, they kind of just buy it from you. You can maybe be attached as like a producer or like a consultant, but they'll usually like hand it to a showrunner and a head writer, and they'll...
I would write yourself into the pilot so that you're guaranteed to stay with the project. That's true.
It all depends on who you go with, but then they'll shoot the pilot. And then they see if they want to order the season. So you could get like a pilot bought and shot, and then the network can still pass on it.
Because, you know, a lot.
Yeah, that's what I want
to. I've heard of that happening to people, like comics specifically.
It happens all the time, because they, especially for like network TV, for like, you know, like, you know, ABC, Fox, stuff like that, they'll order like 20-something pilots a year. Shoot them, test them, and then be like, great, here's the two we're going to pick up.
Yeah.
And so that's why, you know, you kind of always have to be going. And also, I try to shop around a show, and that's what I want to do in the long run.
That's like, I feel like getting a TV series made is as likely as like, you know, those little turtles, the sea turtles that are born, and then like 99% of them are just eaten right away.
Yeah.
And then a couple of them live.
I think more sea turtles live than pilots get made. The TV shows.
It might be fun to do your job as working in the law system with your clients, and then... You can just make them up, and then like flash, like comparing your grandfather's experience working with government employees and the border, like these kind of
that
like
could be.
Squirrel, like in each situation, he's trying to get out of a tight jam with humor, and then you and your client are trying to get out of a jam with humor. And I don't know. That was just an idea
I had. That could be fun. I've thought about... I think there needs to be a show about public defenders for sure, because our office is crazy. But there was actually another comic who was working on that pilot and asked me, like consulted with me for some...
Who was that?
It was Katie Hughes. I don't know if I should be telling her secrets or not.
But, sorry.
Well, I don't know if it's a secret. Or I don't know if she...
I was going to say, she knows how to write a pilot. You should chat with her.
Yeah. Katie Hughes is great. She's funny.
I took her class and I started when I took her pilot writing class, I started working on the show about my grandfather. But then work, most of my time is spent at the courthouse or doing comedy, and or at the gym, and there's nowhere else.
You got to keep it tight, girl. I'm trying to get an agent. I'm living through you. Okay, you keep it tight. I'm going to keep drinking and eating too much cheese dip.
I keep drinking and eating cheese dip too, but that's only because I keep hitting the gym too.
Right? I go to the gym. So I feel like there's a finite amount of words I can read in a day, and then my brain doesn't work anymore. Are you hitting a wall with the amount of reading and writing you have to do?
Well, the reading more so than writing. I don't do a ton of writing. It's a lot of reading, and then like writing emails or talking to people. It's also few and far between that I win a case. So it's just kind of like, that's where I'm like, okay, I've done it. Let's, I don't know. I shouldn't be talking about quitting before I quit,
though. Well, it's, I mean,
boss, if you see this, I'm just kidding. Not really.
No, I love seeing the justice system and working for people that are too poor to fight against it. It's great.
Not demoralizing at all. I love helping people go on probation. It's not demoralizing.
Yeah, the worst day. I was listening to Maria Bamford's book, and she talked about she had a TV show, and I relate to her on many levels. Like, I get tired easily and need to take a nap every day. Mm-hmm. She had like a tent set up in her where she was trying to record her
a nap tent
because she needed to lay down. And it's so me. Like, I guess when you're filming. Mm-hmm. A TV show, it's exhausting, I guess.
Yeah, I've tried to talk our office into making one of our office. We have some empty offices, trying to make one a nap room. I'm like, can we please just have a little sleeping quarters in here somewhere?
Yeah.
They haven't done it yet.
There is a lady I'm so old. The lady who has a newspaper that's more liberal-sided, and she's got a fancy name, and she's from California. Oh, come on, people.
She has a newspaper?
Yeah, that's like on the internet. I have brain damage.
Rachel Maddow. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of liberal women.
Right. It'll come to me. She was at her desk and she fainted. And she smashed her face on her desk and broke her cheekbone. And she started this whole exploration of like, how did I let myself get that tired that I passed out at my desk and now I have to be like, she was just waiting in doctor offices for a year while she put her face back together. And she wrote a book about it. And she's like, the napping actually works. And she started putting, there's nap pods now that people have in there.
Yeah, we need them.
They're fancy offices, people who have enough money for a nap pod.
Like Google headquarters is just covered in nap pods.
Yes. I was just at the University of Colorado and their rec center had nap pods.
Oh, that's cool.
Am I saying that right? Nap pods.
Yeah. I would love a nap pod.
I'm just imagining an egg that you crawl into. Like, yeah, is that what it is?
It's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. I want a nap. They should put one at the Laughing Skull.
Do you have you ever done one of those zero gravity floaty tanks?
Talking about the deprivation chambers?
Yeah.
Like in Stranger Things?
That sounds so terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Stranger Things, yeah. It's, right? I don't know. I think it's supposed to, it's salt water, so it burns your eyes. So
I'm not worried about, like, the not floating part. I'm worried about you guys, you sit with yourself for an hour, and there's nothing there, and you just think, what are we doing here?
No, thank you. No. I have a hard enough time with meditation, like feeling everything around me, much less sensory deprivation meditation.
Okay. Do you meditate?
No, because I've tried and just sitting there with my thoughts, I'm like, I'm good. I'll just, right. I think my version of meditating is lifting weights. Like that's when I can actually zero out.
Right.
Like not think about anything.
Do you listen to music while you're doing that?
Yes.
And then do you get messages like this is what I should work on next? Or is it just clearing the decks?
What do you mean? Like,
is like when you're in the zone, are you thinking nothing? And I can't do any words. There's a kind of meditation people do and it's famous and they have like a word they say and it's their secret word and they're not allowed to tell anybody.
I think I've heard of that.
Can you look up yoga meditation types? Transcendental. Jiminy Cripets.
Transcendental?
Meditation. Yes. And that's clearing the decks, thinking of nothing. Mm-hmm. And some people, you do that. It's like a nap, actually. Some people, Amy Schumer does it. Lots of famous people do it. And they can go back to work and be creative because they've just reset their brains, almost like a nap. Do you nap?
No.
Okay. And
I wish I
could.
John
F. Kennedy napped.
I wish I could. If I nap, I wake up 4 hours later in a cold sweat. Like, what'd I miss?
Oh, wow.
I can't do it.
Are you sleep deprived?
Oh, I used to think I was a little narcoleptic.
Oh.
Not anymore.
The way you said it makes it hot. Let's put that on your OnlyFans.
Watch me be so sleepy. No.
I bet there's a market for that, though.
I think there is, unfortunately. When I was in high school and college, like I would fall asleep like sitting up a lot. Like I couldn't stay awake. And
oh my gosh.
I'm terrible at waking up in the mornings. Like, mornings are like the worst time of day for me.
This is my child.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a kind of narcolepsy, do you think?
You can have mild narcolepsy.
Okay. I have another
friend. I've never been tested, but
I have a friend who just got narcolepsy, who just got tested, and she has it. Mm-hmm. And she's never well, basically, she's never well rested. And so because she can't get to REM. Hmm. And so now she has to take medication at night.
Oh, wow.
So she can basically roofie herself to sleep to get to the REM thing. But they have different kind of scales of this medication. And she's allergic to, like, if she does it too much, she'll stop her breathing. Like, she has to be careful with the amount takes. And she can't drink alcohol at all with it. And
I'm not to that. I feel like I've grown out of the where I was. I can't. If I try to take a nap, I wake up way too late.
Yeah. Yeah. Your body's like, night, night time. Mm-mm. You don't have to tell me twice.
My version of a nap is laying down and scrolling TikTok for an hour.
You're resting.
Yeah. Because I'm not thinking.
You're just absorbing.
Just looking at cat videos.
I'm still trying to remember the name of this lady's name with the newspaper. And it used to be a letter, I think. And she's got an exotic name and she has an accent. Oh, my gosh. I think she's from Turkey. Anyone? I don't know.
She does a newspaper in it. She has an accent. Maybe from Turkey.
I know.
I feel bad I'm not following this newsletter.
Her last name is the name of the paper.
Oh. You're talking about Huffington?
Huffington!
Yeah.
Jiminy Cripets, thank you. I am sweating through my t-shirt right now.
We're so tired. Huffington. And we're both like trying to come to the Huffington Post.
Huffington Post lady. She wrote a book about napping. Do you know what's can you look up the name of the book? Because I found it very helpful for my lifestyle. It gave me John F. Kennedy took a nap every day, and he even like he changed into his pajamas to take his 20-minute nap. Mm-hmm. And he said like he could work all the way till 8:30 and still be sharp. Because you have there's only so many good decisions you can make in a day, and then your brain goes to garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some days I'm at work and I'm just like my brain is garbage. I'm so tired. Yeah. Right?
And then do you caffeinate?
Oh, I caffeinate.
Right? Because people's lives are on the line. I think about that with like surgeons and how do you be on? And
it's called the sleep revolution, transforming your life one night at a time.
The sleep revolution. Ooh. You know, I forgot to ask you what you're nerdy for. Angel, what are you nerdy for?
I'm nerdy for Pokemon.
Oh my God, you dork.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as nerdy as some other people are. Like, I say that and I don't have all the games, but like, I'm constantly on Pokemon Go. It's funny because the courthouse is a Pokemon gym. And
what's happening? Am I having a stroke? Am I going to pass out and hit my face on this table right now and break my face off?
Have you played Pokemon Go?
I have not, but my children had a thing with their phone and they'd have to go look for Pokemon. Yeah. Is that what you're doing at work?
That's what it is.
Not all the time, but yeah. Oh no, my God. I've been in the courtroom and seen the prosecutor have it open playing. Oh. And I'm like, okay, I don't feel so bad now.
This is what's happening in the judicial system.
Well, most of court, like I would never do it during a trial, but most of court is very routine. Like there's not anything like fast paced. Mostly it's like checking in like, hey, is this case still open? What are you doing with it? Like,
okay.
And a lot of times you're just waiting for your time to speak. So when I'm just waiting, I'll go catch some Pokemon. Right.
Do they have to like just read like you're being served now and you read like the sentence or whatever, or what you're being accused, the person's being accused of and like, do you accept this or whatever? And you're like, we do not. Da, 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 da.
Exactly. It's a lot of that.
It's a lot of role play.
A lot of role play. It's all just role play.
It's all just. Did you have any fantasies of becoming a judge?
No. Well, kind of. Sometimes I like see sentences that I think are way too harsh. And I'm like, I wish I could be a judge and then I'd be more fair, which is like, you can't really like the system works the way it works. Mm-hmm. But it's a tough job. Like I don't have any fantasies about working in the legal field anymore. I used to, but my dream was always just to be like a Johnny Cochran, like a trial attorney.
Uh-huh.
Like, have you ever seen the movie The Lincoln Lawyer or read the book The Lincoln Lawyer?
I'm not. Is it good?
It's really good. It's a little corny, but it's really good. And that's one of the, I just wanted to like help people who were wrongfully accused and uncover the truth, and like there's that kind of stuff was a lot of fun, but it's few and far between.
Do you have a love of the law, like a well-written law or a freedom, like a declaration of that's not what they're called.
Like my favorite legislation or
yeah. I think it's neat.
New constitution. I actually really hate the law.
The law. I think it's neat that we don't have to be like, and women have to cover their heads because of God.
Yeah. Well, that's, we don't now. That's part of why, I don't know. I'm frustrated with the law. I don't think it's a system. I don't think it's a tool for justice, but that's not very funny. And this is a comedy podcast.
I know. I'm driving it off in the ditch. I heard that they were having AI AI make judgments, sentences, and they don't, there's no implicit bias in them. So they were doing more lenient, what's those things?
Sentences
than the humans were doing. Can you weigh in on that?
I would think that that's probably true, especially because a lot of times you see certain people when they're charged with a crime, depending on their race, a lot of times you'll notice a pattern where some people just get lighter sentences and other ones get harsher ones regardless of criminal history. And so I had someone who was sentenced to life recently who only had one prior traffic incident on their history. And I think if AI had handled that case, they wouldn't have sentenced them that way. Because the judges are human and they get emotional about whatever the charge is and they just...
Yeah. 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 That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have to live in a society.
We have to live in a society with rules.
It's a whole thing.
Why can't it just be anarchy? No, just kidding. No.
Come visit me in my bunker.
No. You have the best bunker. Your bunker would have turkey sandwiches and
turkey
champagne.
Turkey sandwiches, champagne. We drive around in a tank. Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm sorry I distracted you from your Pokemon. I don't know what to say about Pokemon besides it's for dorks. No, I'm just kidding. Joel's shaking his head.
You're so open
I'm
to
so
new
judgmental.
Things.
So you're just doing it with your phone. Do you play the card games?
No. When I was younger, my brother did.
Do you push down young children and steal their Pokemon? How dirty does it get in the Pokemon world?
I'm sure I probably battle some children whenever I'm you can battle strangers and battle each other's Pokemon on the Pokemon
Go
app. And I'm sure
you can get put on a list.
It's all. And this sounds, this makes it sound weird, but it's all anonymous. Like, I never know who I'm playing. They have their screen name, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm playing a bunch of children or a bunch of senior citizens. Cause I've heard that Pokemon Go is popular amongst the elderly community.
Oh, really?
It gets you out walking and stuff.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I don't think senior citizens should be looking at their phones while they're walking. This sounds is this a way to get rid of them?
No.
A lot of people I know that still play it are older people. And also same thing. I have a lot of friends in restaurants that play it when they're I got no tables. I'm waiting. So yeah.
I'm just trying to catch them all. I started playing it in 2016. I still haven't caught all. I will stop playing when I catch all of them.
That's a commitment.
Yeah. I think I have to go to other countries, too.
It sounds like you're not going to finish your pilot for a while.
Oh, no. My pilot's...
She's got priorities. Catch them all,
then write a pilot. Oh, my goodness. You're going to travel around to see the world? No, I'm just going to look at the world through my phone and catch the Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, no, you have to physically be in when I went to Colombia in 2021 or last, I don't, time
yeah,
don't since 20,
it, yeah.
I don't know. I went to Colombia and I got a Pokemon there that I can only get there. It's a little flower cactus one. Mm-hmm. I got a couple to trade with friends here. And if you're in New York, there's a big buffalo one, the Wall Street bull.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You're really invested.
Yeah, I'm so invested. This is what I'm nerdy for.
It sounds like. Card collecting, but in the internet,
right?
Whatever that means.
So hopefully their servers never crash. Because I'd be
very
sad.
Are you paying money for this?
No, you don't have to. I do occasionally. If you run out of Pokeballs, you can buy more, but you can get them for free too.
Okay.
And when I say spending money, I mean 99 cents here and there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not a real problem yet.
No, it's not a real problem.
You can reach out to me when it turns the corner.
I'm not losing my life savings on Candy Crush. I've heard of people spending thousands of dollars on internet games, though.
Our addictive brains. Mm-hmm. This is what I don't understand gambling. It just makes my tummy hurt. And that, the slot machines, especially, yeah. People like do slot machines, because I feel like I have done some slot.
I like myself some penny slots, but penny slots aren't like you. I go in with a 20, come out with $1. It's fine.
But you're just pressing a button now, mm-hmm. and then they're going in circles in front of you. Mm-hmm. In theory, because it's all like just a TV screen. Yeah. It's basically a big phone, and you're waiting for the computer to line it up.
Right.
So there's no skill.
No skill. Perfect just, for me.
You're just watching a computer make images.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think the skill is in the bet, because you can like bet a little bit more. Like you can bet one penny or two pennies. I think that's where the skill is, and like in guessing when the algorithm is going to make a win. But I mean, who sets the software? The casino, you know? Like,
yeah, they could never win. That could be part of it,
right? But that you just sit there and they give you free drinks. And
well, yeah, right. I went to Canada and I went to the casino at Niagara Falls.
Fun.
And they can only give you an ounce and a half of liquor at a time. So I just stood at the bar and drank my ounce and a half of liquor. And then, wait, it was an ounce. And then I was like, okay, I'm ready for my next ounce.
Like, what about like wine and beer? They give you like 6 ounces of wine only every 2 hours.
It was very weird.
That's responsible of them.
I don't gamble. I was just there to like chat up the bartenders.
Wait, so
how rude of them to not feed they're not feeding my addiction. It's not gambling. Yeah. I'm just here to drink to excess.
Wait, an ounce and a half is like a shot though, right? Is a shot?
Yes, but yeah. A martini is 3.
Oh, so you couldn't get your martini?
I couldn't get my martini. I had to have it.
You're just like, yeah, but.
A deconstructed martini, 1 ounce at a time. We measure success. Honestly,
that would make me mad if I wanted a martini and they were like, could I interest you in an ounce of vermouth instead? Yeah. Like, no. Give me my dirty martini now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Friday night and I'm bored.
Yeah.
So when I see people playing the slots and they're just over and over, and like they got like the pillow they have to sit on because their butthole exploded because they've been sitting in front of the slots for too long.
A lot of exploded buttholes in slot machines.
Sitting on donuts the whole time.
I'm just like, oh, that's our brains. That's our brains with our phones, with our email, with our Instagram, our Facebook, and our Pokemon. Do you feel like, this is a good addiction? Or are you like, I gotta work on my addiction of the Pokemon?
Honestly, I think it's kind of good. I'm not terrible about, like, some days I have to remind myself to play some days, like, because if you lose certain, it has like goals and streaks or whatever on there, but part of the thing is you have to walk so far, so it gets me out of the house and like walking.
Oh,
that's why elderly people like it, because it's like, mm-hmm. It's like your goal for the week is like 5K.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That is pretty good.
It's good. I think
was it meant to get the fat kids walking?
I was going to say, it was meant for chubby little kids to get them out and move in instead of just in front of the video games.
I played it a lot when it first came out, and I do remember they would have like the, like, perk, like, you know, certain like days where like there's like special events around and you go to a park and you just see like 30 people just all like.
I used to live in Midtown at that, whenever you had to physically go. Yeah. During COVID, you can like remote do those, but they changed it. But I would wake up, walk to like Georgia Tech campus, and it'd be like me and a bunch of like Georgia Tech nerds around like this one light pole that's been designated a gym, and we're all just like tapping our phone screens. And I'm just like, I'm gonna beat you, nerd.
Is it creating community? Do you talk to those nerds then?
Yes. Well, a little bit here and there.
Because you are really hot. Do you scare the crap out of them?
It's been a minute, but I don't think so. I probably do, because I think that's one of the few social situations where I come in aggressive and I'm like, my Pokemon's going to beat yours. My Snorlax is better than your Jigglypuff. Fuck you.
Oh my gosh.
Am I allowed to curse on here?
You are.
Okay.
The rest of the stuff you said was offensive. Your Jiggly what?
Oh, you don't know Pokemon?
I don't know.
I kind of feel like you would like some of them.
The names?
So Jigglypuff is just like a round pink circle.
That sounds like
that sings.
Jigglypuff sounds like when you're like a little bit overweight and you have some fat above your pussy area.
Some call it a fupa. Amy calls it a Jigglypuff.
Yeah. Lick the Jigglypuff.
There are some like vaguely sexual Pokemon. And I'm
very,
like,
very. Yeah.
Really?
Lop Bunny.
What is it called?
There's one, I think it's called Lop Bunny. It's one that's like a newer.
L-O-T? Lot?
L-O-P. Like
Lop
Bunny? Maybe it's Flop Bunny. I don't know. There's a bunny one that is like, looks like Beyonce, like, it just has like the biggest hips and like smallest, and I'm like, why is this Pokemon sexy?
Yeah. There's a lot of ones there. There's like some of the weirdest Pokemon are the ghost Pokemon, because if you read the stories behind them, it's like they're like, this is the soul of a dead child that got like trapped and stuff, and you're just like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah. There's why can't I think of the name? There's like a little dinosaur one.
Talking about Cubone?
Cubone. He carries a bone. It's like a little dinosaur, and he has like a little like mask, like a bone, like a skull mask that he wears. If you look up, he like watched his mother die, and the mask is like the skull of his mother that he wears all the time now.
That's dark. And this is Japanese stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, is it all Japanese writers still?
I think so.
Because that's dark.
Yeah, it's so dark. It's supposed to be a kid's game, but they've got these dark backstories.
It was written
backstories.
By the Grimm brothers. The Brothers Grimm. You know those old stories?
Yeah.
And it's like, I've heard like in the original German, is like, Lucy is smiling and waving while her home burns down around her. Like, they're all really dark.
Yeah, because that's where like all the modern fairy tales come from. But then the original versions have no happy endings.
Yeah, like the Cinderella, like the sisters cut off her toes to make the glass slipper fit.
Oh, Cinderella was a Brothers Grimm one?
Uh-huh, I think so.
Yeah.
And then Weather like cuts off the heel. And like,
wait, they did this to Cinderella or the sisters?
The sisters.
To try to get her feet in the...
Ooh.
Imagine being
so... You know, for kids.
No, imagine being so thirsty for a husband, you cut your toes off.
Right? Well, I mean,
I'll just be single and keep my balance.
Back then, you couldn't have anything without a man, so, you know.
Well, I mean, people were like... bound their feet in China.
Yeah, but that was like fashion.
Like, I get
to
fashion.
Get a man.
Yeah. And like, I get the feet binding, but the cutting? No, I don't get any of it.
You get the bind. Just break all the bones. That's more fun.
I get foot binding.
It's making my feet hurt just thinking about it. I have a wide foot. Let women run around. Do you wear high heels?
I don't wear them as much as I used to. I used to like take a lot of pride in like wearing heels all the time, like tall heels. I'd wear them to like law school and then to work like after, like running around downtown in them. And I never felt them. Turns out you feel them in your 30s.
Yeah.
My knees don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to walk like that.
No. You know, in the Barbie movie where her feet goes from like this to flat?
Yeah.
I think in the last 3 years I had that transition in my life. I'm like, I'll just stick to my Birkenstocks.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to save. There's this a proverb, I guess, a Chinese proverb that says you die from the feet up. You got to protect your feet.
Oh no.
Yeah, you got to
Does that mean it started for me?
You're mortal.
Get the heels back. Get the heels back.
Am I the first one to tell you you're mortal? Oh. Welcome to your 30s.
You die from the feet up.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
What is that? I guess that just means
you
stop walking.
Well, it could mean two things. If you can't walk, probably, especially in old-fashioned times, you're going to die because they don't have wheelchairs yet. Mm. But actually, when someone is about to pass away, their feet get cold, like that kind of dying.
Oh,
like,
okay. The extremities.
The extremities start to go first. But my takeaway is I'm going to wear comfortable wide shoes so my feet have enough space. And you're supposed to like get all of your toes to like go off the ground one by one independently for like PT to make sure your feet stay strong. And
that reminds me a little bit of lifting. That I think that's also why I don't wear heels as much. Like, I'll do all my squats barefoot and try to feel all my toes on the ground.
Yeah.
And just really ground myself to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you do it with a big bar of weight on your shoulders? I do that one too.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Maybe I'll be hot one day.
You're so hot. It's funny hearing you say that.
All right, y'all. Okay, this is the part where we find out what kind of nerd you are besides a Pokemon dork. Okay, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars only because I haven't watched Star Trek.
Okay.
But I've heard great things about Star Trek.
Yeah, it's like in Star Trek... society's been all worked out and everyone's happy and then they're just exploring space, so there's some nice things
that sounds a little better than Star Wars. Star Wars, everyone's angry.
Yes, yeah. And moody and brooding. That
Darth Vader guy?
They have a good use of capes, though, in Star Wars. Oh, yeah,
they are very, very dramatic in Star Wars.
Flowing.
Yeah.
Do you have a cape?
Actually, I think I do have a cape. I have a Supergirl costume somewhere, I think, that has a cape.
I bet you do. Oh, we buried the lead. Okay. Yeah. So at the West End Comedy Festival last year, there was a part where the selected comedians got to do a lip sync, but with not lip syncing. It was real singing. It was karaoke. Mm-hmm. And you were the absolute queen of the ball. You did a Britney Spears song, yes. And you dressed like Britney Spears, and you had two backup dancers with full choreography. At one point, they picked you up, put you on their shoulders, and tore, like, walked around the stage. It was the most magnificent thing I've seen in my whole life. It was, like, just...
It was so much fun. It was Connor Lyons and Carter Deems. Connor choreographed it all. I had reached out to him because I knew he was a good dancer. I'd seen him like perform somewhere. And when I found out I was doing karaoke comedy, I thought everyone was going to like pull out it's a festival. I was like, we're doing this on a big stage. I'm bringing dancers. I'm going to dress like Britney. I was the only one.
They should have put you at the end because people had to follow you and that wasn't fair.
Well, Reed Pegram, I think, followed me. I don't know if he directly followed me or if he was a couple of people after me, but he did kind of like a screamo song and had like a mosh pit.
A mosh pit.
That was great. That was a good follow.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, we've actually played that video on the show before.
Oh, we have. Yeah, what was that?
For whenever Holly was on, right?
Oh, yeah, we played the video.
I did get a shout out that one. Yeah.
It was so great.
That was a lot of fun.
So one of the questions is, do you know all the words to a musical?
I don't know, like, just the soundtrack or the whole musical?
Well, a whole musical. Have you ever done a musical?
I have. I did.
You were in a musical.
Okay. I was. In high school, I was Cinderella and Roger and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Yes. And they talk about the feet getting chopped off in that one.
Do they?
Yes. Wait,
they took it out of the high school script.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
don't remember it.
I remember it from the musical because the mother's like, you'll never have to walk anywhere. Da-da-da. Like, you'll have servants. Don't worry. You'll be the prince, the king, queen. And then slop. And they
oh, God.
Choppity doodah.
I think they edited it for my Catholic school.
Oh, maybe.
But I did that. That was the only one I had like a lead part in. And then we did High School Musical too.
Oh, yeah. So do you like musicals?
I like them.
Do you sing along to any in the car?
The soundtrack that I used to really love was the Lion King musical soundtrack. That I really want to see that live. I've never actually seen it. I just had the soundtrack for some reason.
I think you would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hairspray, that's a good one too.
That's a good, okay. Yeah. So I mean, I'm putting you down for musical. Do you play any instruments?
I sing and I try to play. I have a guitar and a ukulele, but I'm not the best. I always get my nails done and then I don't practice.
Okay. So you have this like wearing the heels, having the nails done, and it's finding the Pokemon. So will the nails and the heels get in the way of your Pokemon, or is the Pokemon stronger?
They don't get in the way. I think they all work together.
Okay.
I think the nails add a nice little tap to the screen when I'm playing.
There you go. Do you have any card collections, baseball, anything like that?
No. Okay. I mean, I guess my digital collection of Pokemon.
That's true. Do you have fairy wings?
I don't think I have them anymore because I just moved, but I have fairy wings.
Okay.
I've owned angel wings.
Oh, because your name is Angel.
I've done some pretty on-the-nose Halloween costumes.
Do you love costumes in Halloween?
I'm so jealous of this costume room. I have a costume box. I just made it smaller since I moved and I have a little less space, but I love a good costume.
You can keep your stuff here if you want.
Oh, I might. I've got some wigs.
That at the bottom, there's actually another dresser and the bottom is all wigs. I want to treat myself and get like a real wig.
Yeah.
Wig that's like real hair and something this dramatic that I can put on and it looks authentic. Because all the plastic ones they get so frayed and I think they look cheesy.
Yeah. You have to like really, if you want them to look okay, you have to really work with them.
Right?
Yeah.
I bet they have a bunch of wig shops in Atlanta. I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Have you been to one?
I haven't been to, I've gotten my wigs off of Amazon and then just like YouTube try to figure out how to put, and then they're always like lopsided with like a little bit of my, I'm not doing a good job with the wigs, but no, one of these Halloweens I'm going to do like a really, dramatic costume and like go to a hairdresser and be like, can you put, can you install it? Can you put it on for me?
I saw at the hairdresser, a guy was working on a wig for a drag queen and an Ursula drag queen at one. And it was like 3 feet tall, blue and white streaks. It looked like Marie Antoinette-esque. And that's when that dream was born to like,
I want to do one of those.
Invest. And then you have to get a skull cap. But if we have, you and I have big, thick hair.
Yeah.
To get the skull, we're going to need training.
So normally I just like braid it down because I don't know how to flatten the skull cap. So then I'll do like a braid down the back and then put the wig over it. And it looks fine. But if I move too fast, you can see the braid underneath.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Get a good wig. Have you ever framed a puzzle?
No.
Have you ever written fan fiction?
No.
Do you read a lot? Do you like to read?
Yes.
Do you like Harry Potter?
Yes.
Yeah,
I've read all the Harry Potter. When I was studying for the bar, I actually reread all the books as procrastination.
Well, it was self-soothing.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was self-soothing.
That's why people watch TV shows over and over again because they know what's going to happen and it's just relaxing.
But then now I'm like less, the stories are still great. I still love Harry Potter as an institution, but J.K. Rowling...
Oh, she came out against trans people, right?
Yeah.
That's real just a psycho. Hard.
Real. It was, And I'm like, you can believe in wizards and magic and all this, but you can't believe, you can't understand gender dysphoria? Like, come on.
You're right. Well, basically, that's, you heard the theory that it's just World War II, the story of Harry Potter.
Really?
Yes.
I should know more about World
War II. There's also a couple of different things that are rumored that have very, very similar storylines and other things that came out before Harry Potter that there's rumors that she stole a bunch of stuff. But she just sucks now, though.
I think you could just have these kind of epic tales in the back of your mind and then write one and be like, oops-a-daisy, that's a repeat of this other idea. But my husband read the books to us. And by us, I mean the kids, and I would be there, and he did all the voices.
Oh, I love that.
And then we weren't allowed to watch the movie until he had finished the book. And then when we finished all of them, I wept because it was the end of their childhood, basically. Yeah. And mine.
We would wait for the books to come out, like, at Walmart. And then, like, me, my brother, and my mom would, like, fight over the book. Like, I'd be like, Andrew, you have it. You'd be like, no, you have it. And then be like, Mom, do you have it? She'd be like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you have a wand?
I don't have a wand.
Have you dressed up as a Harry Potter character?
I think I have.
Hermione?
I think I've dressed up as Hermione, but
do you identify as a Hermione, like, smart, but with smooth hair?
I do. Whenever I don't do my hair, definitely identify.
Do you have curly hair?
I've got, like, wavy hair. It's, like, curly in some... The texture isn't the same all around. It's, like, curly in some places and, like, wavy in other places. No, I identify like a Hermione. I wish I had a time turner. That's what I wish I had.
Ooh.
Like, you know,
go back in time and mess with things.
Not to mess with things, but to be able to do multiple shows at once or like
you're not going to use it to stop Hitler. You're just going to do more stand-up comedy.
I'm just going to do more work. I'll be able to like prepare for court and go to Star Bar. Like, that'd be great.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. All right. Have you ever had a birthday party for a pet? Or made a costume for a pet.
I've attended one. I haven't, but only because he won't let me. Okay. My cat won't let me.
Yeah. Do you like Disney?
Yeah.
Have you ever said huzzah?
I don't think so.
Like, have you ever been to a Ren Fair?
I have been to a Ren Fair.
Okay, that counts. Yeah. Ren Fair. Have you?
Is huzzah Ren Fair lingo?
Yes.
Is that like medieval?
Huzzah!
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was like a Big Bang, like huzzah.
It's people have adopted it for other things. Have you ever framed a puzzle?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Do you knit?
No.
Have you ever crocheted or knitted?
No. I've done big puzzles. Me and my brother like to do big puzzles and stuff like that.
I can see. Yeah. Okay.
I'm probably going to get into knitting at some point. I used to, the closest thing I've done to that when I was little, I used to like making friendship bracelets, but like out of thread or out of those like rubber things where you like, remember those square little blocks you would make keychains? Yeah, those kinds of things. Are
boondoggles.
Like, is that what's it
called?
Yeah,
it's boondoggling. But that's also a name for when you like have a trip for work and then you also make it fun. So you pull off a boondoggle, but it's also a kind of crafting.
It's a good vocab word.
Yeah. Have you been to camp, like space camp, math camp?
been to cheer camp.
Cheer camp. Oh my gosh. That okay. That goes with cheer camp goes with the heels and the nails.
I was definitely the nerdiest person at cheer camp. The nerdiest girl.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Do you wear bright red lipstick ever?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, I'm getting close to your identifying you. We put people in boxes here.
Oh, yeah? House.
Yeah, we don't. Like. Do you like Jeopardy?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you get good grades?
Yes. But I did for most of... at some point in high school, I stopped caring. But like I was still testing well, so it didn't matter.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you went to undergrad?
At Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah. Roll Tide.
And so you left Texas...
I left Texas.
Houston. And
mm-hmm.
then you went to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Roll Tide. Big school. Did you do a sorority there?
I did.
You did a sorority?
I did a sorority.
Oh my God. And that goes with a cheer. And okay. Yeah. What was the name of your sorority?
AO Pi. Alpha Omicron Pi.
It sounds like they're from
a Transformer. Canada.
AO Pi.
Oh, they are actually.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that I think our headquarters was like in Tennessee. And then I think we had a Canada chapter.
Ah. Okay. So, okay. You're highly girly.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, you are also fiercely intellectual and a fighter, which is also sexy AF. So, like, you're fighting for helping people. You're using your intellect to change the world. And you also have this like fantasy world musicals, dressing up as Britney Spears and singing.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, getting good grades. Oh my God. I have a crush on you. This is like, you're the sexy, and it's not even theater nerd. It's something above that. It's like the cool girl. You're the sexy cool girl, but who's nerdy?
I'll take it.
Yeah. Who's like secretly nerdy.
I wouldn't say secretly.
I'm pretty openly nerdy.
No. Did you hide it when you were younger?
I don't think so.
Were
no.
you did you do mathletes or anything like that really drew attention to your intellect?
I was in like AP honors classes and stuff like that, but not really.
Did you sit in the back and smoke cigarettes during the class?
That was law school. That's how I ended up in criminal defense. I was just like, this is real.
Smoking cigarettes in the back. Yeah, you're the cool hot girl that's really smart, but like a little bit above it.
No. Sure.
I love it. Okay. Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me at Angel Brooke on Instagram, at Angel Comedy on OnlyFans, or Not Angel with 9 L's on TikTok.
Oh, on TikTok. There you go.
That's mostly to keep work from finding me because it's not Angel.
You're like, no, that's not me.
That's not me.
Are you on Twitter?
I am. That's Not Angel with 5 L's.
Okay. Way to keep consistent across all the platforms so people can find you.
Yeah. No, it's not. I tried to make it consistent, but my name's used a lot. I don't use it for anything other than like
posting shows.
I don't post shows.
You don't use it for, you just use it to look up people you went to high school with. Mm-hmm. And okay.
I use it to talk to my grandma.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, darling, for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Sexy nerd lady, fighter for justice, wearing red lipstick and heels.
Yeah, that's so weird.